我们现在打开创世纪第四十一章最后的地方。
You turn to
创世纪第四十一章
Genesis chapter 41 last portion.
我们从五十三节开始读。
We want to read from verse 53.
我先读这一段，然后四十二章开始我们轮流来读。埃及地的七个丰年一完，七个荒年就来了。正如约瑟所说的，各地都有饥荒，唯独埃及全地有粮食。即使埃及全地有了饥荒，众民向法老哀求粮食，法老对他们说，你们往约瑟那里去，凡他所说的你们都要做。当时饥荒遍满天下，约瑟开了各处的仓，地粮给埃及人。在埃及地的饥荒甚大，各地的人都在埃及去到约瑟那里抵粮，因为天下的饥荒甚大。第四十二节，雅各见埃及有粮，就对儿子们说，你们为什么彼此观望呢？我听见埃及有粮，你们可以下去从那里为我们抵些来，使我们可以存活，不至于死。以致约瑟的十个哥哥都下埃及抵粮去，但约瑟的兄弟便雅悯、雅各没有打发他和哥哥们同去，因为雅各说，恐怕他遭害，来抵粮的人中有以色列儿子们，因为迦南地也有饥荒。当时治理埃及地的是约瑟，抵粮给那些众民的就是他。约瑟的哥哥们来了，连伏于地向他下拜。约瑟看见他哥哥们，就认得他们，却装作圣人，向他们说些严厉的话，向他们说，你们从哪里来？他们说，我们从迦南地来抵粮。又是认得他哥哥们，他们却不认得他。又是想起从前所做的那两个梦，就对他们说，你们是奸细，来窥探这地的虚实。他们对他说，我主啊，不是的，仆人们是抵粮来的，我们都是一个人的儿子，是诚实人，仆人们并不是奸细。又说说，不然你们必是窥探这地的虚实来的。他们说，仆人们本来是兄弟少人，是迦南地一个人的儿子，顶小的现今在我们父亲那里有一个没有了。又说说，我才说你们是奸细，这话实在不足大声。需要打发你们中间一个人去，把你们的兄弟置于你们那里，囚在这里，好验证你们的话真不真。若不真，我指着法老的性命起誓，你们一定是奸细。于是有次把他们都下在监里三天，到第三天，又是对他们说，我是敬畏上帝，你们照着我的话行，就可以存活。你们如果是诚实人，可以留下中间一个人囚在监里，但你们可以带着粮食回去，救你们的家里的饥荒，把你们的小兄弟带到我这里来，如此你们的话便有证据，你们也不至于死。他们就照样而行。他们彼此说，我们在兄弟身上实在有罪，他哀求我们的时候，我们见他心里的愁苦，却不肯听，所以这场苦难临到我们身上。吕便说，我岂不是对你们说过不可伤害男孩子吗？只是你们不肯听，所以流他的血的罪向我们追讨。他们不知道又是听得出来，因为他们中间用通事传话。又是转身退去，哭了一场，又回来对他们说话，就从他们中间挑出西面来，在他眼前把他捆绑。我们读经到这个地方，创世纪所记载的又是家里面一切的事情。
Genesis recorded all the events in the household，
真是可歌可泣。
And these were dramatic events，
是有血有泪。
And events full of blood and tears，
感动世界每一个时代 每一个地区的人。
And they are moving events for all generations and places.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says，
七年的丰年过了以后
，After the 7 years of plenty，
接下来就是七年的大灾难的年。
They had 7 years of great famine。
这七年大饥荒的年。
In the 7 years of
famine， 一来的时候呢
，When it came，
人就没有办法应付现在已经有的困难。
And the people could not handle the difficulties。
这句话很感动人。
These are moving words.
人从贫穷进到富裕是很舒松很快乐的。
When we enter into prosperity from poverty, it will be very easy.
人从丰富突然变成贫穷是很难受很痛苦的。
But it is very difficult to suddenly become poor.
痛苦到底是一件事实或者是一种感受呢？
This sense of pain, is it a fact or just feelings?
当然痛苦不但是事实也是感受。
Of course, pain is both a fact and a feeling.
但如果我们给痛苦下一个很准确的定义，我们要怎么讲呢？
But how would we give it a good definition?
是神经受太大的压力。
Is it pressure upon your nerves?
或是精力受再大的震撼。
Or maybe a shock to your system.
或我们需要受过太多限制的约束。
Or you have too much constraint because of your needs.
我们的自尊受太大的打击。
And your self-respect has been hurt.
这叫做痛苦吗？
Does that mean that you are in pain?
我从小思想什么叫做受苦这个事情。
I have been thinking about this since I was young.
我也思想什么叫做享受这个事情。
And I also want to figure out what enjoyment is.
如果有钱的人叫做享受的话，
If being rich means that you enjoy,
为什么有钱的人会自杀呢？
Why would some rich people kill themselves?
为什么美丽的人是很幸福的话？
Why would a beautiful person be
blessed? 为什么电影明星会神经错乱呢？
If that's the case, why would some stars be crazy?
如果贫穷是痛苦的话，
If poverty means you are in pain,
为什么很多穷人感谢上帝呢？
Why would the poor give thanks to God?
如果是下贱的人表示不幸福的话，
If you think that being a despicable status means that you're not blessed,
为什么伊索寓言是从一个奴仆写出来的呢？
Why would Aesop's fable be written by a slave?
这就叫 Epictetus 出生就是一个奴隶呢？
And the philosopher Epictetus was a slave.
所以后来我感觉这里面的相对关系太大。
I think there are great relative truth in that.
当我年事慢慢大起来的时候，
And as I age,
我就更深入的思想什么叫做享受，什么叫做痛苦。
I think about enjoyment and suffering in a greater depth.
后来我就慢慢找出了中性的一种思想。
And later I had this neutral thought.
不从物质的丰或者贫去定夺。
I won't define it by prosperity in material things.
也不从社会的高低的地位去定位。
Or set a position based on social status.
什么叫做享受？
What does it mean to enjoy?
什么叫做受苦？
What does it mean to suffer?
我给他下的定义是这样。
This is my definition.
从原来的丰裕变成贫穷，这就是受苦。
You suffer from if you become poor from your original abundance.
从原有的拘禁放松，这个就叫享受。
But when you escape from your original constraint, you enjoy.
如果你每天有5000块钱用
，If you have $5,000 a day to spend,
忽然间限制你一天只能用200块，你就感到人生很苦了。
If suddenly you are asked to spend only $200 a day, you will find that you suffer greatly.
相反的，如果你平常每天只有10块钱用
，If every day you only have $10,
突然间人家说现在开始每天你可以用10块，你可以用100块。
And if suddenly someone says you can now use $100 a day,
你就感到太舒服了。
Suddenly you find yourself enjoying.
别人200块他苦得半死。
$200 for this person is great suffering.
为什么100块你感到很舒服呢？
But $100 for this person is great enjoyment.
这是从过去的限制到今天的解放来感受的。
Because the feeling comes from a past constraint into a new freedom.
从过去的自由到今天的限制去感受痛苦的。
Or from a freedom of the past into a new constraint.
慢慢我看见这种看法是适合于每一个人。
And I think that this definition can be used for anyone.
所以中国人说先苦后乐。
The Chinese says we ought to suffer first and enjoy later.
曾经受过苦日子的孩子，
a child that has passed through difficult times,
年老的时候是比较幸福的，
would enjoy his life in his old age.
曾经想过很多富裕物质的孩子，
but a child that has grown up in great comfort,
长大以后是比较受苦的，
will suffer more when he grows up.
这是一个定律，
this is a natural law.
所以耶利米书哀歌里面有一句话。
In Lamentation of Jeremiah,
少年富额 原是好的。
It is good for young to suffer.
两三个礼拜以前
，About three weeks ago，
我从台北到高雄，我感到非常享受。
From Taipei to 高雄 ，I enjoyed the trip.
因为年轻的时候走一趟要七八个钟头。
When I was young, it takes about 7 hours to travel.
那个时候我刚三十岁
，I was in my 30s, not even 30.
在台湾讲道
，I preach in Taiwan.
他们呢就替我买最便宜的票。
And they bought the cheapest ticket for me.
我也不知道什么叫做贵票便宜票。
But at that time I was not aware of it.
所谓比较贵的票是台北到台中，台中到高，这个台南，台南高雄三站就叫做贵的票。
The more expensive one will have lesser stops along the way.
最便宜的票
，The cheapest one,
一条路要停二三十次的。
Will stop for many times in the journey.
他们想着印尼来的，要给他买最便宜的票。
They say, well, this guy's Indonesian.
年轻人就给他买最便宜的票。
A young man.
我也不知道。
I didn't know this.
从台北到恒春十二个钟头才到呢。
It takes 12 hours to go to 恒春。
从台北到高雄要八九个钟头才到。
To 8 hours to 高雄。
后来呢，我慢慢明白了。
Later I realized.
这是上帝预备给我老的时候享受。
God is preparing me to enjoy my old age.
所以这次台北一上车，十点准，走了，11:36到高雄，我说哈，到了。
He reached 高雄 for 1 hour only.
你明白我的意思
？You understand what I'm saying?
所以你不要为你的苦难埋怨上帝。
So do not grumble against God for your suffering.
人生一生最大的福气，除了救恩以外，就是曾经受过苦。
The greatest blessing in life, other than salvation, is that you have suffered before.
曾经受过苦。
That you had suffered before.
你可以多了解人生的意义。
Then you understand the meaning of life more.
曾经受过苦。
If you had suffered before,
你可以多明白穷人的需要。
You can understand the needs of the poor.
曾经受过苦。
If you have suffered before,
使你可以更思想人生的价值。
You will think about the value of life.
曾经受过苦。
If you have suffered before,
使你有更多松懈时候的享受的机会。
It will enable you to enjoy relaxation more.
我读这段圣经这句话很感动。
And so this phrase in the Bible moved me greatly.
荒年七年结束以后
After the abundance has gone,
七个荒年就来了
The 7 years of famine came.
埃及的尼罗河
The river Nile in Egypt.
每一年的泛滥
Every year will flood.
是带来埃及的泥土肥沃重新耕种最好的机会
But because of that, the soil become very fertile.
所以别的河流不是如此
Not so for other rivers.
埃及人是很欢迎尼罗河泛滥成灾的。
The Egyptians will welcome the flood from the river Nile.
这个使他们的地永远是肥沃的。
That the land will always be fertile.
使我们永远的丰收的。
That there will always be abundance.
所以丰收习惯了以后呢
？After they're used to a great harvest.
感觉大自然应该就是这样待我才可以的、啊。
They thought that this must be the way.
但是当灾年来到的时候
，But when the famine came,
这是很不正常的事情。
It became very unnatural.
人就感受痛苦了。
And so people suffer.
我们中间有多少人为痛苦日子来到，曾经好好预备过我们的心没有
？How many of us will prepare ourselves for the days of suffering?
一个人居安要思危。
When we are in safety, we need to think about crisis.
很少人居危思安。
Very few people think about safety when they are in crisis.
我们在困难中间，我们梦想快快幸福，快快顺利。
When we are in suffering, we will dream about our enjoyment.
当一个人在幸福中间的时候
，But when you are in enjoyment,
很少人记得要常常为患难日子来到的时候预备自己的心。
Very few people will prepare themselves for days of crisis.
所以埃及的灾难是很不寻常的。
And this famine was very unusual for Egypt.
埃及的荒年一来到的时候
，When the famine came,
整个大地都饥荒了。
The entire land was affected.
感谢上帝
，Thanks be to God.
上帝预备了一个约瑟。
Because God prepared Joseph
成为他们的先知
to become their prophet
成为他们的预防
to become their prevention
成为他们的主宰
to become their Lord
所以圣经这里第二句话告诉我们什么
The second verse says
那时统治埃及的是约瑟
At that time Joseph was in charge of Egypt
法老王跑到哪里去了
Where was Pharaoh
法老王不是一国之君吗
Wasn't he the king of the
place 法老王不是坐帝国最高宝座的人吗
Wasn't he at the highest throne
圣经告诉我们
But the Bible says
治理埃及的那个时候是约瑟
Joseph ruled over all of Egypt
这句话什么意思
What does this mean
真正敬畏上帝的人
It means that a person who truly fear God
上帝要把他带到一个决定全地存亡生死的地位。
God will allow him to be in a position of life and death for the entire world.
今天统治我们的是世界的首长、总统、主席、将军等等。
Although the people who rule over us are people in the secular world, the generals, the politicians.
但决定整个人类灵性的安稳跟永恒的盼望的是基督徒。
But Christians will determine the future of mankind in terms of the spirituality and eternal hope.
所以基督徒不是为自己的继续生存而在经济的事情上挣扎。
And so Christians are not people who struggle economically for their own survival only.
是在遵行上帝的旨意，成为众人万民祝福的时候，怎样持守自己的贞操跟纯正的信仰。
But Christians are people who preserve the purity of their faith for the sake of the masses.
整个埃及要灭亡的时候。
When the entire Egypt was about to be destroyed,
有一个从神而来充满智慧的人统治那地。
There was one person from God filled with wisdom from God who
ruled over there. 索多玛、俄摩拉要被烧以前。
Before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed,
上帝看有十个义人在那个城市里面没有。
God wanted to find 10 righteous persons.
今天决定新加坡前途的不是李光耀，不是李显龙，是真正爱主、真正侍奉神真理的基督徒。
The future of Singapore is not determined by Lee Kuan Yew or Lee Hsien Loong, but by Christians who truly love the Lord. Why?
因为如果你们持守纯正的信仰，
because if you hold on to pure faith,
这个城市有真理可听，
there will be truth to hear in this city.
如果你们持守圣洁的生活，
if you hold on to holy living,
这个国家就有道德的模范，
and then there will be ethical models in this country.
如果你们真正顺服圣灵的引导，
if you truly are obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
这个国家就有真正的盼望在它的。
And this nation will have true hope for the future.
世界最聪明的领袖是向钱低头的。
The smartest leaders of the world will bow their head towards money.
为了保持经济可以繁荣，我们就放弃原则，就可以开世界最大的赌博馆。
In order to have economic prosperity, we will compromise and have the largest casino in the world.
过去的道德标准就动摇了。
And we are shaken by our moral standards.
过去我们以为可以持守的原则就失去了。
And the principles that we held on to in the past, we have lost them.
埃及的统治者不是法老。
The ruler of Egypt was not a Pharaoh.
埃及的统治者是约瑟。
It was Joseph.
因为除了约瑟对神的敏感度以外，没有一个人知道历史要走到哪里去。
Joseph was the only person so sensitive to God, he knew the future of
history. 神给他的儿孩子们。
And the children that God has given to
him. 可能有监牢里面的痛苦经历。
Perhaps he has experienced the pain in the jail.
当然他们绝对有掌管前途命运，成为整个社会良心的高贵的功能。
But they had this honorable task to be the conscience of the society.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以法老也不知要怎么处理。
Pharaoh would not know what to do.
他梦被解了以后，
after his dream was interpreted,
他非常赞成约瑟的话。
He agreed with what Joseph proposed.
你要快快找一个贤明的人。
That you must find a wise man.
把过剩的粮食都收藏起来。
Who will collect all the abundance.
在安定的日子，思想危险的来到。
In days of safety, think about the crisis to come.
饥荒来临的时候。
And when the famine will come.
这个聪明的人懂得怎样分配，怎么样照顾，使全民可以得到供应。
And this person will make sure that people will have food.
哦，法老王非常感动。
And Pharaoh was deeply moved.
他非常赞同这种建言。
And agree to this advice.
我要找一个最聪明的人。
So I must find the smartest person.
他有权柄来管理这个国家。
With great power to rule over the nation.
他有智慧来治理这些的形势。
And with wisdom to take care of this.
这个智慧在哪里找呢？
But where would I find this person?
我告诉你，全世界几百个最伟大的大学，只能产生知识分子。不一定会产生智慧的分子。
The greatest universities in the world will only produce intellectuals but not wise persons.
It is Schaeffer 亲口对我说。
It is Schaeffer said to me.
Please pray for United States.
你要为美国祷告。
We are living here.
我们虽然住在这里。
Our country here produces thousands of PhD every year.
我们的国家每一年有几千个博士诞生。
But we rarely see any hero.Fighting for the glory and the truth of God.
但是我们没有看到任何人可以成为上帝荣耀跟真理挣扎的英雄。
这么多的高等学府。
So many important colleges.
可以产生赚钱有方的经济头脑。
They can produce people who know how to make great money.
但很难产生一个提高全民道德的那种真正的人格模范。
But very difficult to produce a person with character and as a model for the morality.
法老说，我到哪里去找？
Pharaoh said, where would I find this person?
找一个智慧的人。
Where would this wise person be?
不是你吗？ 你既然能知道这些事情，
since you can
就交给你嘛。
you will be in
charge. 我告诉你这句话什么意思？
What does this mean?
世界上人只找人才， 没有找真正智慧的源头。
That the people of the world only look for talent but not wisdom.
哪里有人才就把他抓来。
Wherever there's talent, we grab them.
哪边给你3000块， 我给你5000块。
I will pay you more.
他们给你10万， 我给你12万。
If they pay you 10,000, 100,000, 200,000, we always think that the solution is in money.
我们以为有人才， 什么事情都可以解决了。
Or you have talented people, you solve all your problems.
这个智慧从哪里来的？
Where would this wisdom come from?
为什么这么多的人没有他的智慧呢？
Why was he the only one who had it?
智慧的源头在哪里呢？
Where is the source of this wisdom?
圣经对我们说，
The Bible says,
上帝说，以色列啊， 你要寻找我的面， 寻找我的能力。
God said, O Israel, seek after my face and seek after my power.
今天许多人已经不找这两件东西了。
We would not look for these two things anymore.
他们找的是工作的机会。
We want to look for jobs.
他们找的是发财的地区。
We want to look for places where we'll be
prosperous. 他们找的是舍本注目的知识。
We want to look for wisdom that has the wrong order.
又是智慧哪里来的呢？
Where would Joseph get his wisdom from?
他是不是埃及的大学毕业出来的？
Was he a graduate from university?
他的智慧从对神的敬畏而来的。
His wisdom came from the fear of God.
敬畏上帝是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
这句话早过苏格拉底所讲的这个认识自己是知识的开端。
This sentence is greater than Socrates' declaration that to know the self is the beginning of wisdom.
全世界受苏格拉底这些方法论的影响。
The entire world has been influenced by Socrates.
岂无知就是谦卑。
That if you think that you do not know, you are humble.
认识自己什么都有， 什么都没有才是知识的开始。
And the beginning of wisdom, if you realize that you do are ignorant.
认识自己是知识的开端， 对的。
It is right to say that.
认识自己的无知才是真知的开始。
And knowing that you are ignorant will be the beginning of true wisdom.
但是呢， 圣经比苏格拉底更早把一个更重要的定律提出来。
But earlier than that, the Bible gives us a more important principle.
敬畏上帝是智慧的开端。
That the fear of the Lord is the beginning of true wisdom.
你认为你自己无知的时候，
When you think of yourself as ignorant,
你没有办法解释你的求知的意念是谁给你的。
You still cannot answer where this desire to know comes from.
因为我无知， 又感到自己无知， 所以我想知。
Because I know that I'm ignorant, I want to learn.
但是超过这个境界的，
But surpassing this,
是因为你敬畏上帝。
It came because you are fearing God.
你知道他把创造界的智慧隐藏在被造里面。
You know that God has given the wisdom of creation in the created world.
所以你不是在受造界舍本逐末。
So your order in the world is not wrong.
你来到创造主面前领受真正的泉源。
What you want to do is to come before the Creator to find the true source of wisdom.
这就是上帝的话超过世界最有智慧聪明的人的话的真正的原因。
This is the true reason why the word of God surpasses all the wisest men in the world.
苏格拉底算什么？
Who was Socrates?
你把孔子、苏格拉底、穆罕默德这个 墨子、老子跟圣经的话语比较的时候，
If you compare all these people's words with the Bible,
你发现属天的高过属地的，
You will find that things that belong to God far surpasses that that belong to man.
永恒的高过暂时的，
Eternity surpasses the temporal world.
创造者高过受造者，
The creator surpasses the creature.
所以约瑟的智慧，
The wisdom of Joseph
从神而来，
came from God.
约瑟的敬畏，
The fear of Joseph towards God
最高的智慧，
produced the highest wisdom.
所以神给他的训练，
The training that God has given to him,
神用的方法来造就他，
The way that God has molded him,
绝对不是世界的人， 世界的经验可能做到的事情，
was not something that you can reproduce by human methods.
那统治埃及的人， 是约瑟，
Joseph was the one who ruled over Egypt.
这句话讲完了以后呢，
After this was said,
圣经就说雅
The Bible says the sons of Jacob bow to him.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为雅各说我们要死了。
Jacob said we are about to die.
我们在饥荒中间都要全部灭绝了。
We will perish in this famine.
我听说埃及有粮。
I have heard that there's grain in Egypt.
所以你不要看不起雅各老人家，他每天看电视。
Although he was old, he must have watched television.
他知道现在世界情形。 已经发展到什么地步？
Current affairs.
所以他的 information 比孩子更清楚。
He had better information than the kids.
你们找不到饭吃。
He said you cannot find
food. 我老人家知道。
But I know.
我昨天看 CNN 说埃及还有粮食。
CNN said Egypt has food.
所以我打发你们去。
So go.
你们这四个兄弟都去。
Ten of you.
但是呢
，However，
还留下一个。
One left behind.
为什么留下一个呢
？Why？
因为呢，雅各最爱的就是拉结。
Jacob loved Rachel.
他的两个妻，两个妾生了十二个男孩。
Two wives, two concubines had 12 sons.
十个不是拉结生的。
Ten were not from Rachel.
拉结生的只有两个。
Rachel had 2 sons.
所以这两个才是他真正爱情结晶的产品。
And these are the combination of true love.
那么从流便、西面、犹大、利未、但、亚斯加的以撒加、西布伦、拿弗他利这四个。
All the ten different sons.
这个都是呢，可算是是孩子，也不是孩子。
These are not too important to Jacob.
因为这是性关系产生出来的。
Product of sexual relationship.
只有又是跟便雅悯是爱产生出来的。
Not Joseph and Benjamin.
所以这两个是我的至宝。
For Jacob, they are his most precious sons.
这两个跟这个不能相提并论。
Cannot be compared with the other son.
而且这两个的母亲死了。
And the mother has passed away.
我当然把他们当作我的宝贝。
So surely he loved them most.
这两个里面一个丢了。
And one was lost.
不知道到哪里了。
I don't know where he went.
自从那一天派他去看哥哥，就永远不回来。
He sent him to look for the brothers and never returned.
现在
，Now，
我很怕再派了。
I'm afraid of losing another one.
派就不见了。
And he will disappear if I send him.
去就不回来了。
He will never return.
所以雅各说：“我派你们十个人派。”
So Jacob says, "Send ten of you."
如果不回来，算了。
That's a bad thing. You don't come back.
每次派就很危险。
Very dangerous.
但是这个最小的我不能派了。
But not the youngest.
因为什么呢
？Why?
他的哥哥跟他只有这两个是拉结的孩子。
Only two are from Rachel.
我如果让他再死的话
，If he died,
我又怎么见拉结呢
？I don't know what to say to Rachel.
我现在怎么安慰他的心
？How would I comfort?
所以你们去吧。
So ten of you go.
你们这其他三个女人生的去吧。
All from the other two women.
我说最爱的女人生的不可以去。
But not the one whom I love most.
所以他就对贝良明说。
So he said to Benjamin,
哥哥们去拿粮食哈。
Let the brothers go and look for food.
你照顾老爸爸。
You take care of me.
其实我老告诉我是跟你相依为命的。
Well, actually, I want you to.
你不能走的。
Cannot go.
四个人就这样去了。
So the ten went.
去了以后呢
？After they went.
忽然间发现。
Suddenly they discovered.
约瑟是管理全埃及的。
That Joseph was in charge.
但他不明白他姓约的。
They didn't recognize him.
他们只知道这个是这个法老王的代表。
They only knew him as a representation of the Pharaoh.
突然间呢
？Suddenly.
约瑟认出这个就是我的哥哥。
Joseph recognized.
哇，这是天下最大的快乐的事情。
This is the most joyous thing.
见到自己人伦关系最亲的人。
And he saw his loved ones.
啊，这个是最讨厌的亲人。
But he was most despicable.
就是这几个鬼脸把我卖掉的。
These were the ones who harmed him.
现在来找我。
Now they come and look for him.
我在上，他在下。
I am now in a high position.
从前他哥哥，我弟弟，他在上，我在下。
But earlier I was their younger brother.
当他在上，我在下的时候，他压我，欺我。
Earlier they all bullied me.
现在轮到我在上，你在下。
But now the position has changed.
好机会来了，我关你一巴掌。
A good opportunity to come and
slap you. 对付你们这些坏东西。
To take revenge.
是不是这样的
？Was this the case?
没有。
No.
你看，约瑟这个很细腻的心灵的人。
Joseph was a person with a sensitive heart.
所以他知道这个是哥哥。
He recognized his brothers.
他看原来不见这圣年。每一个人老了这么多
，and all of them have grown older，
面孔都变了
，their face have changed。
这种面孔过了四年变成这个样子
，after 10 years the face will change。
那个哥哥变成这个样子
，every single brother has changed。
从前满脸黑发的，现在秃光头
，now they've gone bald。
从前没有什么的，现在满脸胡须
，the other one has beard。
现在从前真的，现在弯了腰
，this one has bent over。
一个一个看
，and he look at all of them。
他绝对不会那么笨。给他粮食让他走，因为走了永远不回来，怎么办呢
？He will not be stupid enough to just give them food because they will not come back.
这四个不是我要见的最重要的人。
These ten were not the one he wanted to.
我要知道我爸爸还在吗
？He wanted to know whether the father was still alive.
我要知道我弟弟还活着吗
？Or his own blood brother.
所以他里面一大堆的话，没人会了解。
He had so many words that he couldn't say.
世界最困难的事情是孤独一个人，没有人了解。
The hardest thing to bear in the world is loneliness when no one
understands you. 你的理想不能分享。
Then you cannot share your ideals.
你的痛苦别人不能担当。
You cannot share the burden of your pain.
你的心事讲不出来。
And the things in your heart are not shared.
你认识的人你不敢认。
And you dare not recognize people.
你看又是多苦啊。
So Joseph must have suffered.
所以那个时候他用他的智慧就想出一套办法。
But he had this strategy.
你用这个心理学去分析，他真是伟大的心理学的天生的天才。
He must have been a natural genius in psychology.
我看你们这些人。
He said, look at all of you.
不是埃及人。
You're not Egyptians.
其实我也不是埃及人。
Actually, I'm not Egyptian.
但他就是没有讲罢了。
He didn't say that.
你们这些外人来。
All of you are outsiders.
你们根本不是埃及人。
You're not Egyptian.
你们是到这边来做侦探。
You have come to spy on us.
哇，谁被判定是侦探？就只有进监牢就可以死路一条了。
If you are considered a spy, you will be executed.
而且如果别人怪你是侦探，你跟他争，找律师还可能会解围。
If the accusation comes from a common person, you can still fight it out.
现在把我认为是侦探的是埃及最高的掌权者。
But now he is the governor of all of Egypt.
就死定了。
So there's no.
本来就是不要死，才来找粮食。现在一找就变成一定死了。
Now they are facing death, although they try to escape death.
那怎么？我们不是，我们不是。
They say no, we are not.
这些人讲话的时候呢
？When they were speaking,
就讲了几句不得不要讲，免得别人不相信的话。
They have to say things that other people will believe.
我们都是老实人。
We are honest people, they say.
又说是神经病，你是老实。
Joseph will say that that's not true.
你还敢跟我讲你是老实
？How dare you say you are honest people?
你记得那一天你把我卖掉吗
？You remember that you sold me away.
他又不能讲，他讲我就是你卖掉那个，他就傻瓜了。
But he cannot say that.
所以他怎么讲？ So、
said,
你们是老实人。
Are you?
你们哪里来的
？Where do you come from?
我们从父亲那里来的。
So、we came from our fathers.
父亲派我们到埃及来买粮食。
My father sent us here.
我们是一个人的孩子。
We are all children of the same man.
我们都是老实人。
We are all honest men.
又说就是你讲吧。
Joseph, let them speak.
我告诉你，人认识你，过于你认识自己的时候，你每一句话就是不打自招。
When people know you more than you know yourself, everything you say will betray yourself.
你把最好的名词套在自己身上。
When you try to explain that you are such a great person,
你以为你就算数了吗？
Does that mean that is the case?
因为你说我是老实人，你就变成老实人吗？
That you are honest, does that mean you are definitely honest?
我不是奸细，你就不是奸细了吗？
When you declare that you're not a spy, does that mean that's the case?
我是诚诚实实的，你就是诚实的吗？
I'm a person of integrity, is that so?
你有前科哎。
You have a past record.
你有记录哎。
There is a past record.
人家里面有印象是像把它印进去了，叫做印象。
People remember you from your past.
因为 impression means impress already.
It's an impression.
所以这个印是打不开的。
You cannot get rid of that.
又是静静让他自己讲。
So Joseph allowed them to speak.
一个说谎的人呢
？A lying person.
是先欺骗自己，再欺骗别人。
First lie to himself.
他先假是他已经骗过了自己了。
He first assumed that he can get over himself.
他又假设别人比他更笨，更容易骗，所以他才讲谎话。
And then assumed that he can lie to other people as well.
每一个人呢，在欺负人的时候都是很聪明的。
We are always very intelligent when we take advantage of others.
每一个人在受骗的时候都变得很敏感的。
And we're very sensitive when others take advantage of us.
你自己介绍你是老实人，你不害羞，你好意思讲，又是。不讲就让你再讲下去。
Joseph must have thought that these people are very despicable to introduce
ourselves. 都是一个父亲生下来。
That we are all sons of the same father.
我们有十二个兄弟。
There were 12 of us.
一个留在家里。
One is with my father.
另外一个没有了。
The other one is lost.
老实人讲半老实的话。
But it's only half true.
他们没有说给野兽吃掉。
They didn't say he was eaten by the
animals. 如果他爸爸讲，大概就会说一个给野兽吃掉了。
Maybe the father would have said that.
但是这十个从来不知道又是有没有给野兽吃掉。
But the ten did not know what happened to Joseph.
因为他们把又是卖掉又怎么样，他不知道嘛。
They sold him away as a slave.
他们的良心不准他讲，他被野兽吃掉。
So their conscience forbade them to say.
也没有说他不见了。
Or he got lost.
也没有说不知道到哪里死了。
Or that he is dead.
所以他用词最精确。
So they were very careful in what they said.
连苏格拉底都会称赞他们。
Socrates will agree with them.
我一个在家里。
That one is at home.
另外一件没有了。
Another one is no more.
什么叫做没有了？
What does it mean to be no more?
是藏起来呢？
Was he hiding?
或者给人家抓去呢？
Or was he captured?
或者已经死了不讲嘛？
Or dead.
不讲就不会有漏洞。
When they don't say, they won't be a loophole.
这是一种智慧。
This is a wisdom.
所以处事戒多言，言多必失。
So if you speak very often, you are likely to make mistakes.
话话越讲，漏洞越多。
The more lies you say, the more loophole.
好厉害。
So they are very clever.
我们有十二个兄弟。
We have 10 brothers.
一个在家里。
One with my father.
另外一个 没有了。
And one is no more.
哇，很容易哈。
Very easy.
又是哪里没有？就在这里。
Joseph said, "I'm the one."
你不要乱讲。又是静静让他讲。
But Joseph kept quiet.
后来最后呢，圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says,
又是看到他们。
Joseph saw them.
他没有办法的忍受了。
He could not take it anymore.
所以他就出去。痛哭一场再回来。
So he went out and cried.
你今天可以想象，如果是你
，You can imagine if you were the person.
那是一个一生永远不会忘记的日子。
It will be a day you will never forget.
这么久没有见过你们了。
They haven't met for so many years.
今天见到你们，我都认出你们了。
And now I recognize all of you.
你们没有一个认出我。
But none of you could recognize me.
我还是照样这么孤单。
I am still lonely.
明明有我的亲兄弟在这里。
My brothers are all here.
没有一个认出我是谁。
But none would recognize me.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为怎么想都不可能想象这个被卖去做奴隶的会变成宰相。
They would have never imagined that a slave would become a prime minister.
这是什么呢
？What does this mean?
神的工作是超乎人。
It tells us that the work of God surpasses our imagination.
你认为不可能的事情。
Things you consider impossible.
在神无所不能。
In God, everything is possible.
你所最轻看的人。
The people you despise most.
神眼中看为是宝贝。
God may treasure him.
你怎么欺压他
？No matter how you persecute him.
他像皮球被丢下去，弹得比原来位置更高。
Like a rubber ball, you throw it down, it will fly even higher.
里面隐藏的真理太多了。
There are so many truth in this here.
其实你不要怕被人欺负。
Do not be afraid that others are bullying you.
你不要怕人用陷阱来害你。
Do not be afraid that you'll be tricked by others.
你只怕已经你离开了上帝的手。
What you are afraid of is that you have departed from the hand of God.
如果你还保守自己在上帝的爱里面。
If you are still within the love of God.
耶稣说没有人会把你们从我手中夺去。
Jesus Christ said, not a single person can take you away from his hands.
约翰第十章二十八节讲的。
John chapter 10 verse 28.
二十九节说什么呢
？And the Bible says,
没有人能把你们从我父的手里夺去。
No one can take you away from the hands of my Father.
没有人把你从我手夺去。
No one can take you away from my hand.
没有人把你从我父的手夺去。
And also from the hand of my Father.
二十八，耶稣的手。
Verse 28,
29, 天父的时候
of Jesus and 29 to the hand of Father.
约翰十章三十一节说什么呢
？John 10:31 says,
我与父原为一。
The Father and I are one.
是我的父跟我把你保守在我们的手里面。
My Father and I will preserve you within our hands.
这个叫做 double insurance.
It's a double insurance.
双重的保障。
Dual insurance.
双重的保险。
There are two guarantees.
我年轻的时候听纪志文讲到。
When I was young, Reverend Andrew G was preaching.
很多人怕死，所以就买保险。
He says many people are afraid of death, so they buy insurance.
保险公司叫 life insurance.
The insurance called life insurance.
你以为这样你就保生了？我告诉你，最后保死。
You're insured to die, actually.
没有人买了保险就永生了。
When you buy insurance, doesn't mean you live forever.
结果买保险的结果就是保险公司赚你的钱。
When you buy insurance, the insurance company make money.
死了以后，你太太得到一点钱。
When you die, your wife will get the money.
很多人特别要保险，很多钱就开始让他的太太想怎么谋杀他。
And if your insurance payout is very huge, your wife will try to murder you.
Discovery Channel.
Discovery Channel.
就曾经演过一个电影。
Once had this movie.
一个丈夫爱他的妻子。
A husband loved the wife so much.
那个妻子已经有两个孩子。
The wife had two sons.
是离过婚的人。
From the previous marriage.
这个男人爱他到一个地步，还甘愿娶她，利用把他的两个孩子养大，做的半死，供养这个被弃的女人跟他的两个孩子。
And the man loved the wife so much, he took in the two child and then worked very hard.
他因为他越爱这个女人，这个女人就越爱他，越感谢他。
He thought that the wife would love him back.
所以他做半死半活。
So he worked very, very hard.
他就把他大部的薪水为孩子，为这个妻子呢买保险。
And used a lot of money to buy insurance for the wife.
保险多少钱呢
？How much was
it? 100万美金。
$1 million.
每个月付好多的钱。
And every month he had to pay a lot of money.
他是比较穷的人。
Those who are poor.
很爱这个妻子。
Because he loved the wife.
做苦工。
Although he was poor,
他说：“如果有一天都死了，我做爱的妻子可以有这一笔的保险金，他生活可以不会再苦。”
He thinks that if he were to die, the wife he loved would have money.
结果不到两年
，But within 2 years,
这个丈夫就死了。
He died.
死已经痛到一个地步。
He died a painful death.
全身痛得不得了。
So painful.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为呢，他太太好像对他很好。
Because the wife looked like she was very good to him.
每天呢，就为他煮好东西给他到 office 去吃。
Every day she would cook some food for him.
什么汤啊
？All sorts of soup.
放在一个很好的热水瓶里面。
And put it in a thermal flask.
里面就放毒药。
But poisoned it.
每天一点。
Every day a little bit.
没有死。
And he would die a little bit more.
越来越多。
More and more.
越来越多。
More and more.
最后呢
？In the end.
他就感到神经开始痛。
He found that his nerves were hurting more and more.
越来越痛，痛到不能忍受。
So it's very painful.
结果他每次痛的时候
，And every time he was in pain,
就抱住他的太太。
He would hug his wife.
我很爱他的太太。
He loved his wife.
他太太就假装哭。
And the wife would pretend to cry.
哎呦，为什么你这么痛呢
？Why are you in pain?
结果呢，死了以后呢
？After he died,
医生说
，The doctor said,
你到底看他有没有被害过？
There's an investigation onto the cause of death. She said no.
有没有接触什么别人东西给他什么吃
？The doctor asked the wife, "Did he eat any other food?"
有没有人故意陷害他
？Would there be someone who murdered him? The wife said no.
我们很相亲相爱。
We love each other.
什么东西都是我自己煮的。
I cook everything for him.
这句话就产生问题了。
And that's
什么都是我自己煮的。
Was suspicious.
结果就查了。
And so the investigator.
那个时候呢，怎么查呢
？How did they do it?
已经死了。
The person was dead.
挖棺材。
They actually retrieve him.
从他的头发来查
，and check from his hair。
所以他死以前的半年
，the half a year before he died，
头发里面的化学元素
，they analyze the hair，
是越来越多、越来越多的某种化学元素，里面有一些汞、水银在里面
，and they discover mercury in there。
那么在他的 office 里面
，in his office，
找什么东西呢
？they look for
找到一块布
，a piece of cloth，
有一些水银的成分在里面
，there were mercury on the cloth。
为什么有呢
？why？
因为他做工了以后要擦手，就用那块布。
And he will wash his hand.
这哪里来的呢
？Where did the cloth come from?
结果从他的头发
，from his hair，
查出那半年的毒素的增加。
They discovered that the poison
是从血液来的
，from his blood。
所以就证明最后的半年
，for the last six months，
一定有毒在他身上慢慢增加的。
Someone would have poisoned him。
后来在找到的时候
，when they found this out，
就找到一个热水瓶
，they found the thermal flask，
那边里面的毒素是最多的。
I found the most toxin in there。
那么这是热水瓶是做什么的？
For what purpose?
是我煮东西给他吃的。
I cook for him.
就抓
他
了。
And so she was arrested.
结果大哭。
And she cried loudly.
证明是他毒死的。
To prove, and it was proven that she
killed him. 为什么你要毒死他
？And the judge asked her why?
因为我要拿那一百万。
Because I want $1 million insurance.
如果他死了，我就有那一笔钱。
If he's dead, I get the money.
他爱我是一件事。
He may have loved me.
我爱的是他的钱。
But I love his money.
他根本没有钱。
He was a poor man.
买保险。
So he bought insurance.
所以我告诉你
，So I tell you,
life insurance 保生吗
？Life insurance doesn't insure your life.
保死。
It insure your death.
人心诡诈。
We have despicable heart.
基础。
We are evil in our heart.
人都不能舌头。
And we cannot understand.
我不是从今天开始怀疑你太太啊。
I'm not asking you to suspect your wife.
我也不是叫你太太想丈夫低能保你多少开始中毒啊。
Or the wife start to poison the husband.
亲爱弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
一个人在孤单中间的时候
，When a person is lonely，
没有人了解他的痛
；When no one understands his pain，
又是认出他们来
；When Joseph recognized them，
没有一个认出他来
；Not a single one of them recognized him。
因为在自然的想象
，In their natural imagination，
在埃及十年前或者多少年前，最少二十年前
，Maybe 20 years ago，
因为饥荒跟丰年已经14年了嘛。
You know that the famine and the abundance together make 14 years.
埃及同时被卖关键了好几年。
And so all together with jail time and all that.
所以这一二十年
must have been 20 over years.
改变太大了。
Great changes have occurred.
他没有一个认出 Joseph.
So much so that none could recognize Joseph.
Joseph 就出去大哭一场。
And so Joseph went out to cry.
然后对他们说
and said to them,
我相信你们是奸细。
I believe you are all spies.
其实 Joseph 这个计谋是为什么呢？
This plan of Joseph,
我不能放你们回去
was not to let them go back.
因为我还想知道别的事情
He wanted to know other things.
从你们的话提到，我们都是一个父亲生的，我们是老实人，我们的一个兄弟还在他那边，他知道爸爸还在。
So he knew that the father was alive.
那么爸爸现在几岁了
？How old the father?
爸爸很老了。
He was very old.
我这么久没有看见他。
I have not seen for so long.
哦，他的人性。
So his humanity.
里面的孤单、痛苦、思乡，愿意认父亲，所有复杂交错的感情都出来。
All the complex emotions were then relieved.
那么最好的办法是什么
？The best way to do this.
把你们东西扣留在这里，你们会再来。
Is to hold on to their.
但是他们什么东西都没有。
But they had no possessions.
好，把一个兄弟留下来，放在监牢里面去。
So bring stay one brother will stay.
那个人一定苦得不得了。
But it will be so difficult for that person.
把他下监三天。
To put them into jail for 3 days.
他们就讲一句话了。
And so they said among themselves.
他以为他讲福州话，人家不懂。
They thought that by their own dialect, people would not understand.
我们中国人常常在外国人面前讲我们的家乡话，讲那点你不就我来。没有人懂
啊。Chinese like to do that in front of the Caucasians.
所以结果我们专讲人不懂的话，结果中国话就永远只有中国人懂。
In the end, only the Chinese can understand Chinese.
英国人常常讲话，无论什么人上去公开讲，结果英国人变成全世界都用的语言。
The English will speak anywhere openly. That's why their language is so popular.
自以为聪明的变成最笨的。
We always think of ourselves most intelligent, but become serious.
没有办法隐私的，结果变成世界的。
And those who not high become popular.
他们几个人就叫起来了。
The brothers came together.
我已经告诉你了，从前不要卖他吗
？I already tell you in the past not to sell him away.
现在变成一个报酬。
Now that we are
现在变成老天都不准我们享福了。
Now heaven is taking vengeance.
明明拿了米了。
We have the rice now.
那到底灾难更大？
But now the we are in
the trouble. 从前兄弟求情的时候
，earlier when our brothers seek
for mercy, 我们根本不睬他的苦难。
We didn't hear him.
他们讲这些话的时候
，when they spoke in their own dialect,
原来约瑟也明白福州话。
Joseph understood.
他也明白他在讲什么。
He of course knew what they were talking about.
触景生情
，and so he was very moved. And he went to weep.
但又不可以给他知道啊。
But he didn't want them to know the truth.
圣经的约瑟跑到后面哭了一场，再跑到前面来。
The Bible says he went back to cry and then come forward.
这个时候是没有人要把表演的。
No one would want to
pull out show. 但现在不得不要隐藏。
But now he has to hide.
没有办法诚实表露出来。
He cannot show.
苦上加苦。
So he must have suffered greatly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神用这个办法。
God used this method.
要救以色列。
To save the family of Israel.
神也用这个办法。
God also used this method.
苦难中间使约瑟成了全世界历史里面一个很重要的人。
That Joseph became an important person in the history of mankind through his suffering.
约瑟表示神的权柄在人的国中掌权。
Joseph showed us that the power of God is still in place in the kingdom of man.
正像但以理表示上帝的权柄超过人的政治的权柄。掌握世界的命运。
Daniel also demonstrated that the power of God far surpasses the power of human politicians.
所以遇到了这些事情。
So he encountered all these things.
又是讲一句话。
And Joseph said,
你们如果讲的是真的
，If what you say is true,
你把那一个兄弟把他带来。
Bring your youngest brother to me.
否则这个就不放不掉。
Or we will not let the rest go.
有这个办法的。
And he used his method.
不得不还要再回来。
So that they will come back again.
不得不还要把弟弟带来。
And bring the brother.
所以这个下去好戏还在后头。
And there are other stories to come.
神工作的方法。
The way God works.
跟人是非常不一样的。
It's very different from the way man works.
我们不是在听一个古代的故事。
We are not just listening to an ancient folklore.
我们在听神在历史中间怎么样行事。
We are listening to how God works in human history.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
给我们看见一切我们不愿意遇到的事情。
That when we encounter things that we are not willing to encounter,
背后都有神的运行。
We are able to see the hand of God behind all things.
神的计划。
The plan of God.
你要从真正敬畏上帝，从爱主的动机去看见这些造就人的事情。
You must look at all these things from a heart that fear God and love the Lord.
因为圣经说，上帝在万事中运行。
The Bible says that God works in all things.
中文就翻译了，因为万事互相效力。
The Chinese translation says all things work together.
这个是不够的。
It's not enough.
God works through all things for good to those who love Him.
万事都互相效力，叫爱主的人得益处。
神在万事中运行。
That God works in through all things.
最后要叫爱他的人得到益处。
In the end, those who love Him will benefit.
最后。
In the end,
我告诉你
I tell you this,
无论你遇到什么灾难
whatever suffering you may encounter,
你不必惧怕
do not fear,
你真正要担心的事情
what you really want to worry about,
就是这些灾难来了我是不是用爱主的身份去领受其中的好处
is whether you are going to receive the blessings from this suffering when it comes.
若不是如此,
if this were not the case,
遇到灾难, 只有受难受苦, 完全没有价值,
your suffering and your pain will have no value.
如果你存心爱主,
but if you have a heart that loves the Lord,
保守你爱的动机,
and you preserve this motive of love,
所以困难就是隐藏的祝福,
all suffering will then have blessings hidden in there.
遮盖的恩典,
it is a grace that has been covered.
当时间到的时候,
when the time is right,
you will uncover all the glory, the grace, and the blessing from our God.
上帝就会把他所有的荣耀跟恩典彰显给我们看。
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.